First, more than 5 million children in the U.S. have experienced a parent going to jail or prison. Having an incarcerated parent can be an upsetting and traumatic experience for kids who may not understand what's happening with their family. Hoping to help children and families going through this experience, the Sesame Workshop developed a new character named Alex, whose father is in jail, and materials to explain to children what's happening. Here's a listen to Alex talking about what he's going through.
It's just all this talk about my dad and where he is got me really upset.
Oh, because your daddy's away?
And you miss him?
Yeah, but because of where he is, too. My dad's in jail.
In jail? Why?
I don't like to talk about it. Most people don't understand.
Actually, I do understand what you're going through. When I was about your age, my dad was incarcerated, too.
He was?
Now, a new study from UW-Madison finds that these materials help children understand their situation and make them more emotionally resilient when they visit their parent in jail. Julie Palman-Tynan is the Dorothy A. O'Brien Professor of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. Julie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into this newest research, you've talked to us in the past about the work you've done with Sesame Workshop. Can you tell us about the kind of resources that are being made available for kids who have incarcerated parents?
They launched an effort in 2013 that included a new Muppet named Alex, who has an incarcerated father, and they've built the resources around that Muppet and then also real kids who've experienced parental incarceration. And they have videos that include Alex and his friends and discussing things about parental incarceration and his feelings and his Muppet friends supporting him. They also have interviews with real kids. They have an animated visit to an incarceration, incarcerated facility. They also have some great information for caregivers, like tips on helping children be resilient and how to connect with incarcerated parents in a way that's positive for kids. And the thing that's like really significant for this study, how to talk to really little kids about a parent's incarceration.
Let's get into that now. I could see a lot of different approaches to, you know, for the parent who's not incarcerated or grandparent or other guardian, the parent who is incarcerated, on how to talk about this. What is the approach that you take, you and Sesame take in the materials for how to talk to kids about that incarcerated parent?
Yes, Sesame Workshop bases their materials on research. And so the research has shown that when young kids are told just a developmentally appropriate, simple, honest explanation about why the parent is gone, that they show more secure attachment to their caregivers, and in general, their socio-emotional development is more positive. And that can include something like, well, we think that maybe your parent broke a law, which is a grown-up rule, and, you know, we don't know yet, but we're waiting to find things out. Or if you know, you can go into a little bit more detail, but not going into detail about, like, the crime or why. And when a really young kid says, like, they hear that and they're like, well, why? They're not savvy enough to really realize that incarceration exists to, like, you know, punish people or detain them or whatever. They're more like, they're asking, like, what is incarceration? So explaining to them that, you know, it's a place where people are that they can't leave, and we're waiting to see what, you know, what happens. So reassuring the child also that the parent is safe and that the parent still loves them are also important in talking to them.
Let's get into your latest research now. What did you do? What were you trying to figure out here?
Well, the materials had been out since 2013, and actually we started this study right before the materials were released, and so we didn't think that they would be like widely available at the time, but we really wanted to test, do these materials help kids? Do they help children's caregivers know how to talk to kids about the parents' incarceration, and our children who are told about the parents' incarceration more likely to have some kind of like positive or less negative visit with the incarcerated parents. So to test that, we sampled families in two states, Minnesota and Wisconsin, and we had four jails participating. And we sampled families where the kid was coming to visit, and we randomized the kids, so we kind of randomly assigned them to whether or not they would be exposed to the Sesame Street materials or just an other condition, which was like they could either be watching a Sesame Street video about the weather or just coloring, you know, so something, they were doing something, but it wasn't the Sesame Street materials. And those kids were put on a waitlist control, so those families eventually got the materials. But, and then we observed the kids during their visit in the jail, from the time they walked in through waiting through their visit. And then we followed up with the children's caregivers by phone 2 weeks later and 4 weeks later, just to see how they were using the materials. Did they like them? Did they have any, were there any gaps? And then we also asked the incarcerated parent that, you know, they weren't allowed to have like the CD that went with the materials or get the materials online, but they were allowed to see like a sheet and then just kind of look at the caregiver guide. And they rated the materials for how appealing they were, how much they offered positive tips on contacting, communicating with children during their incarceration.
We're talking to Julie Pailman-Tynan from UW-Madison's Center for Human Ecology, looking at material she's worked on with Sesame Workshop to help kids who have parents who are incarcerated, and some of the latest research she's done on that. So, Julie, what did you find? What kind of impact did this material have?
Well, the most positive finding, I think, is that it really helped caregivers find the words to talk to children and help them to be more comfortable. And that was actually, you know, a pretty large effect. And caregivers would say things like, I didn't talk about it before because I didn't really know what they would understand. I didn't really have the words. And now we talk about it and things are more comfortable. Or, you know, if they couldn't find the words, they would say, well, when my kid asked about it, I would put in the videos and they would just like watch, and then they felt more free to ask me questions. And so I think that was the most important finding of the study, that really did do what we intended, and that it really helped people feel more comfortable discussing these issues with young kids. Because when you know, highly stigmatized information is kept a secret, sometimes kids that become aware that there's a secret, and it makes them feel anxious or insecure. And so this way, it was really helping kids kind of like know that their parent is in a place that, you know, some families before had told the kids that the parent was like at work or at college, or they just didn't say anything. And I remember one little girl walking into the corrections facility who hadn't been, she had been told that her dad was at work, and she walked into the jail and said, "Mommy, this isn't daddy's work. He works with trees and there are no trees here." And really the sense of like betrayal and anger in that child's voice said a lot. Like, why didn't you tell me the truth? And so that was the second thing that was important that we found, that when families followed those recommendations about telling the simple developmental truth about the parent's incarceration, the kids had a little bit more positive visit. And I think that's really important, because so many families, they think it, you know, they're doing it out of love for the child. You know, they don't want to put this heavy information on a child, especially when it's highly stigmatized. And so they might, you know, make a softer story, or they, you know, might not say anything. But really what we're finding is that just being honest can strengthen family communication and security in the kids.
So let's talk about advice for people out there. And there's a lot. Millions of kids have a parent who has been incarcerated at some point. Can you share some advice? We'll put up a link to the material, of course, but share some advice for the parents or other relatives in that situation for how to talk to maybe a younger child about that incarcerated parent.
Sure. Well, the first thing is just knowing that the child and the family, you're not alone. There are so many people in our country affected by incarceration that it's become, sadly, a fairly common experience. A recent national survey found that 1 in 2 Americans had a close family member incarcerated, and that included either their children, their spouse, or their parent or sibling. So it's become incredibly common. And so one of the messages in the materials, and there's a beautiful song in the video that the refrain is, "You are not alone." So that's a really important message. Another message of the materials is that, you know, it's okay to talk to kids about it. And, you know, if they ask really hard questions, it's okay to say when you don't know. Like sometimes they'll ask, "Oh, when is daddy coming home?" And if you don't know, it's okay to say like, "Well, I don't really know, but I'll let you know as soon as I can." So it's just okay to be honest, even if you don't have all the answers. And then the other thing that seems to be really important for kids and a protective factor is facilitating children's communication with the incarcerated parent. And we found in numerous studies by my lab, but also nationally and internationally, that when kids have positive contact with the incarcerated parent, you know, not when there's been, you know, child abuse and things like that, but, you know, when it's appropriate, that the child, you know, does better. They're able to, you know, feel loved. They're able to think of themselves, you know, positively, think of their parent positively. And that's really important for a child's development to have those relationships and know that the people around them support that. So we found that. And you know, child-friendly face-to-face visits are the best. You can, you know, where they can hug and see each other. But like now, especially during the time of coronavirus, those kind of visits are pretty much stopped. And so then, you know, we've also found that video visits can be helpful. Writing letters can be helpful. Talking on the phone. Little kids are notoriously bad at that. But if they're really scaffolded by adults, you know, and that the adult is sort of narrating their play and helping them along, then it can be okay. So I think those are the key messages and ways that, you know, we're recommending to caregivers and other adults to support these kids.
Julie, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, thanks for time on your show, and I hope you all have a good day.
Julie Palmentinen is the Dorothy A. O'Brien Professor of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She joined us today to talk about educational materials developed by the Sesame Workshop and how they can help kids cope with having a parent in jail. You can find a link to the Coping with Incarceration materials from the Sesame Workshop at WPR.org.